Hey, we're Blender Style, and we want to be your everything. On this episode, Vina Morris, Drown in Emotion. This album was released in 2023. Cheers, guys.
I need air.
Cheers.
I'm drowning in this emotion.
So when we did our episode on the Locust, when I was doing the research for it and looking up the record label, 31G Records, I came across they had signed Dave Lombardo's wife's band. And I was kind of like, oh, Dave Lombardo has a wife?
I didn't know.
Oh, wait, Dave Lombardo's wife has a band. Let's check it out. I put this out there without ever listening to it. So I'm just as new to this as you guys. But I figured let's throw it out there and see what
Dave Lombardo, legendary drummer.
Legendary drummer for Slayer.
Too many bands to list, but Slayer.
Slayer mainly, but yeah. So I just wanted to throw it out there and give it a listen and see what it was about and see what you guys thought about it.
And she is Wayne Newton's backup singer.
She is the former, I guess for 10 years, she was the
lead backup
singer for Wayne Newton. And she bragged about it to Dave for years, and he was like, if I get you off my back, let's put an album out. Yeah. No, I don't know if that's really what happened.
But actually, I was going to say, I think it was something that he kind of found out later on.
Yeah, I think he persuaded her to tell him about it. And when he found out, he was like, oh, well. And so she was supposedly done with music after she left Wayne Newton's band. And then he kind of persuaded her to start recording some of the stuff she had written back in the day.
So he pushed her to be creative.
To be like, you know, allow his wife. He wanted to get his wife to be creative.
Yeah. To
use the creative side of her.
Spark. Okay. So a lot of these songs she had written, I'm not sure if she had written the whole songs or the lyrical content or just like a rough outline back in the day. And then so a lot of,
oh, it sounds like it was written a long time ago.
It sounds like, but there's also a lot of variation between the tracks. Like you could almost tell like at different points in your life, these were written. They weren't all
written cohesively. There's some truth to that. Cause like some of these songs all have the same vibe and then randomly there'll be one that's completely different.
Yeah. You're just like, what the fuck went on here?
I think it's a collection of songs and it's not an album.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
It's not a cohesive. We are all saying this right now. So this is something we just should just get out of the way. Right. I was like, not going to jump right into that, but yeah.
Go for it. Yeah.
just that they just seem like some ideas and you know, but at first listen, I wasn't really into it. But then as I listened, I wrote down PJ Harvey, Nick Cave, David Lynch, country singer, and at the VIP on a Wednesday night, maybe.
I could see that.
The VIP in Bakersfield?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
I kind of like some of the creativity that goes on with this. I got to get it out there real quick.
So I agree with you. When we first started listening to this, this was kind of like that Eminence thing when we did their album. The first track came on and I was like, what did I just pick? Enough. This was a bad idea.
It just wasn't what you expected.
Yeah, wasn't
because you blind picked that one.
I blind picked
and you blind picked this one.
And I blind picked this and I was just kind of like, man, I'm really bad at blind picking things. But as it went on,
it's fun.
I'm with Nathan, as it went on, I kind of like some of these tracks grew on me. And then some of them, I was just like,
well, it's like when you buy a CD and you're a kid and you're like, fuck, this sucks. But
it's like when my brother bought me Osmosis for my birthday one year. And he's like, I only bought it so that you would give it to me because I know you don't like Ozzy. So I forced myself to listen to it until I liked it.
Is that the one with Perry Mason?
There's a song. There's like I said, like, it's kind of not very cohesive because there's points and parts in this that like it even gets heavy, right? So it's like it's heavy, and then you have this piano singing kind of chick lady over this heavy stuff, and you're like, and she's like,
whose mom is that?
And she's like saying most ridiculous shit. The lyrics are ridiculous.
Let's get it out of the way.
If I get it out of my head that they're that bad, I
so you're just setting aside the horrible lyrics.
But I kind of think it's weird and strange at times.
It is for sure. So
and I kind of like it.
So.
He's just like how fucking weird it is.
It is kind of David Lynchy. Like there's at times where like you know like in a David Lynch movie, like somebody would walk into a bar and He'd be like paying attention to the band for way too long, and then it would like cut to a scene. They'd say two words, and it'd go to that band again for way too long.
And then yeah, there's a pile of donuts. You're like, what?
There's certain tracks on here that have that smoky piano bar vibe kind of thing.
It's very loungy,
which is cool because
what's the genre? It's like I think on Discogs. I think
that's mainly her though.
I think
he actually had some fun with this, I think.
I think so.
I watched an interview with him, and he talked briefly about doing this. And he's like, he just mentioned that it's like slow and stuff like that. I mean, he has so many other projects going on. I think in 2023, he had like four albums that came out, including this one. That's crazy.
So the one thing that I will say is like, so Paula is his wife. That's the one who wrote these songs and stuff. Her voice is actually really versatile. There's some songs where it's like that piano kind of loungy thing, and then she switches like this weird country kind of twang thing going on, which those are the songs I hate the
over
most.
A steel guitar?
Yeah.
I like the steel guitar.
I couldn't stand those songs. I was like, God, I don't want to listen to her run off with her dog or something. but then there's like Nathan said, there's some heavier stuff on
Dave
there too.
Dave Lombardo does kind of look like a dog haircut kind of guy, like a poodle or some shit.
That's sad, dude. It sucks because I love Dave Lombardo and I have total respect for it, but this sucks, dude.
Well, okay, so
I don't think it sucks.
No, and I agree with you. Like, I love Dave Lombardo, but I feel like the creative energy on this one and the foresight to see that there's something in here, I think it could be done a lot better than what it is.
I agree
and
completely.
And wrangled in because, like Nathan said, this isn't an album. This is a collection of songs.
There's
thrown
potential
on an
for
album.
Sure.
There is a lot of potential
they
on this.
They should have did an EP. Exactly. Do an EP, cut it down. Like, and also sometimes, like, let's face it, dude, we know who her husband is. We know who the drummer is. We know these are old songs that she wrote.
Yeah.
But there's like some sappy shit in there. Like, if you saw him live, you'd think she'd like turn around to him. He played drums and said the most ridiculous shit ever
The lyrics on this are kind of like cheesy. It's almost like
it's very generic.
There was like some good ideas, and then she was like, well, I don't have anything for this part. Let's just put the rhyme that's like a common saying out in the world and we'll throw it in.
Ashes. I'm like, are we really doing this?
Yeah, are we really gonna do this? But
like, all the lyrics are bad, dude. Crimson Tears, I'm like, what?
I just wrote sappy as fuck. Like, the lyrics are just not
but
the voice is decent. I think there's some really like
No, I agree.
It's a little artsy fartsy at times,
and
I feel like it could work in like even like sometimes, like I said, David Lynch like soundtracky, and like I even like I said, PJ Harvey, and like if you remind me of these people, it's like I know that you know you're not as good as these people, obviously.
Oh, I see
and
what
it's
you're
also,
saying.
Dude, it's not being taken as serious as those artists, right? Like you can barely find anything on this. This is just like something he did with his wife, and it should be taken as like something he did with his wife.
And that's why I'm struggling with my review because I'm like rating it.
But take it as like you're going to a bar, and Dave, and, for some reason,
we'll see. So I took it as I'm going to a bar and, or a hotel. Where smoking is allowed inside still, which is very...
like in Texas or something?
In Vegas, maybe.
Yeah, in Vegas.
And there's a piano, and there's some random chick who walked up and started playing piano and singing. And so the respect that the
that's
courage,
exactly what it sounds like, by the way.
The courage for her to go up there and throw it all out there, even though she might not be the best, like Nathan said, like you might not be PJ Harvey, but you're willing to throw it out there and see what sticks or whatever, is really cool with this. There's some really cool harmonies and melodic parts as far as the music goes. The vocals are good. I think the lyrical content really lacks on this. It's almost cringy and cheesy at points.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But for sure, as far as the musical side and the harmony side goes, there's something here and it could be wrangled in. And I think there's something that could happen with this, but it's just not there in this album.
I agree.
And this is what kind of frustrates me is that I feel like this is definitely going to be the last time we hear anything from this project. But I think maybe if he did spark something, dude, when was the last time she actually really went out and like sang and recorded and did anything?
For sure.
You know, years, right? Like what happens if she kind of like wrangles it in and like does start writing again and stuff, and like because I could see Dave doing some you know weird artsy fartsy shit that I kind of actually would like, you know
yeah
what I mean?
I agree
The drums on this sound awesome, and you know why. Yeah. And like, he probably paid a lot of attention to it.
Like, Misguided's the best song. There's good drums on it. But some of them, like the sappier ones, he has like that triplet fill that he does. It's like da 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 da. It's like, dude, this is a church band. This sounds just like a bad church band. I've seen this.
But I also feel
I'm like, this is Dave Lombardo playing this.
But look, I also feel like, as much as like Dave Lombardo's a great drummer and he has an ear for music or whatever, he doesn't have an ear for this type of music, and he's lost at how to throw drums on this.
I see what you're going with, but if you. Like, he did another album this year, Rites of Drums. It's okay. Like a drum album.
Okay.
Motherfucker can play, dude.
But does he play it to lounge music?
I'm willing to bet, like, what you're saying, this is not his fucking strength, obviously.
Oh, exactly.
Can he even pull...
I don't doubt that he can.
Here's the thing. Lounge music doesn't even have drums.
Exactly my point. So
he's playing nothing drums because lounge music... Because
he's like, I want to throw some fucking drums in there.
Yeah, and then there's like Oceans is an industrial rock song,
yeah,
randomly. And then So Good, the last song, is like a fuck song.
Yeah.
Like her date.
And it's so fucking repetitive.
Oh, dear.
Like, honestly, I would love, like Nathan said, I would love to see this fleshed out. And maybe in like 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years.
I would listen to the next maybe one. Maybe
4 years.
No, I'm saying to like give maybe it.
Maybe right before she dies.
Yeah, so I'm like, how old are
she's not 80 years old.
I know. But I'm just like 2, 4.
No, but what I'm saying is
she'll come out with something.
But what I'm saying is I'd like them to take time to really flesh out the ideas and like the structure of the entire album and not just the song. Or even if they want to just flesh out the idea of a song, throw out a couple singles, kind of like how Falling in Reverse is doing now. They're not doing albums. They're doing one single.
He should write the music.
But I think she wrote the music.
Really?
Yeah, I think she wrote the lyrics and the music to this. And he came in. I thought
he arranged it and everything.
I'm not sure.
I'm just such a...
We'll throw I'm it up on the screen. To just
assume.
Well, there's...
Like, the man has to do it.
I thought this was her project, and she's like, you have access to stuff, Dave.
No, I thought this was her project, and she's like, I'm ashamed of it. And he's like, no, we got to throw it out there.
So when someone searches it, they're going to find our show, and I think this is worth a listen.
I agree.
I don't think it's good. I enjoy reviewing it. Like, I wrote tons of notes, and just, like, it's so, like... It, like, begs for me to, like, as soon as I got to the first song, I'm like, it all can't be like this. And then there's weird left turns, and you're like, where is this going?
And that's where I was at. Like, when I first listened, I was like, oh, shit, this is Eminence all over again. The guys are going to hate me because it's the second time I blind picked something, and it's shit. But then it kind of went in weird places, and I was kind of
like... It grows a little bit. I like
this better than Eminence.
And 100%, we had a long period with this album, and I feel like if we had done this on our normal cycle where we get 2 weeks with it, it would have been a shit album because it took a long time for this to actually kind of grow on me. But it kind of did. I understand its shortcomings and its shortfalls, but I also see, like Nathan said, I see what could be done with this, and I think it can go somewhere. It's just not there yet.
I agree. Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. I'm not going to give my rating until you guys give yours, but
I'll go first.
All right.
I give it a 1.3 out of 5. Oh, it's so bad. If this was a local band, I would go watch it. Every time they played.
Well,
like,
this is local to whatever town they live in.
I would go watch it. I would sport the merch, dude.
So I will say this. If I owned like a local speakeasy or something, to have her in playing piano and singing, it would be fucking killer.
Dude, you guys are insane, bro.
It would be killer.
Yeah, so... I don't think it's very... It sucks because...
What do you guys think about the album art?
It reminds me of Depeche Mode, Opeth, and Steely Dan.
It reminded me of like an old Ministry record, like one of the first records. I liked it. I thought the album...
So, Nathan, what do you give Venom Morris Drown in Emotion?
I give it a 3.5. I enjoyed it.
Fucking nice, dude.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, there was shit I didn't really like about it, but for the most part... I kind of dug it. I kind of like embraced some of like the weird artsier, fartsier things that they kind of were doing, you know? Because I think they just, it's not cohesive. It's too.
The execution's bad.
It's just too long for what it is, and if they could have like cut some of this down, did an EP or something.
Yeah.
And if they decided to do the project again, I would listen to it again. So I would listen to the next album.
I would listen to the next album, even though I think this is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I think it's bad, but I listen to it a lot. Yeah. Like, I would just keep listening to it.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm just like, ugh.
You're like, why am I still doing
this? And I'm like eating popcorn. Just, you know what I mean? Just like,
it's like a train wreck, and you're just like, I gotta watch.
Yeah,
kind of. I don't see it as a train wreck, though. That's cool. Crazy. I don't know.
So I'm kind of with Nathan on this. I gave it a 3.7. I thought it was a good album. It took a long time to grow on me. I didn't get into the lyrical content because it was kind of repetitive. But my big complaint about it is there's too many points where the tempo shift just isn't cohesive with the previous track. It's kind of all over the place. This would make sense as an EP with a couple tracks that were similar or in the same vein.
She could release this as like three EPs and would be cool.
Because you could have a country sounding EP because there's a few songs on here that are country sounding. There's a couple songs that are kind of industrial, kind of mellow rock industrial and, rock. Yeah. And then there's some really loungy stuff, which is really cool. But as a cohesive album, it just doesn't make sense to me.
How does this... I know you like Nicole Atkins better than this.
Oh, for sure.
But is this like in the same wheelhouse as that for you?
I don't think so, because I think Nicole Atkins is more along the... So on Nicole Atkins, the only album that I've ever really listened to is Neptune City. I've listened to a couple tracks from Mondo Amore, and then I kind of fell off the wagon because she went on this kind of rock revival kind of weird sound that I wasn't really into.
But it's pretty loungy.
So that's pretty loungy. The loungy songs on this are what make it for me.
Really?
Because
that's the standout.
Those are the worst ones.
I like this better than Nicole Atkins.
Really? I prefer Nicole Atkins.
The country ones on this throw me off completely. And the heavier ones are cool because it's weird to hear kind of a loungy tone with a heavier guitar and drum vibe going, which is really cool in my book.
It was interesting, but I don't think it works that good.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorite songs.
And that's the thing. I don't know that it necessarily doesn't work good, or if it's just something so opposite ends of the polar spectrum as far as music goes that you're just like, does that work? It may be 20 years from now.
Why I kept listening to it.
And maybe 20 years from now, that's going to be the mainstream that everybody's doing. We're going to be like, oh, what the hell? But
it's already happening where people are doing, I mean, we're going to be later on talking about a band that is genre fucking everywhere.
Exactly. And so maybe it's ahead of its time, but I feel like...
I don't think this is groundbreaking shit.
I don't think it's groundbreaking at all.
I think it's just some good songs that are a good collection of songs. It should have been shorter.
I think it needs to be shorter. It needs to be wrangled in a little bit better. I can't really complain about the production quality. The production's great on it. It's just there's no clear consensus of what it wants to be. There's no identity.
Bad identity.
So, I mean, that's it. Hey, we're Blender Style. That was Benno Morris, Drown in Emotion. Like, subscribe. Tell us what you think of this album. Check it out. It's worth a listen. You might be surprised.
Definitely give it a spin. There'll be links to the album on a couple streaming platforms, so you can give it a spin. It's worth a spin for sure.
Yep. See you on the next episode. Chill to the next episode.